Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
All right, welcome back. It is hour three of In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're going to talk some basketball. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh in the house. Boggs, I meant to ask you here as we're going to look at the fantasy playoffs, look at some players that people can, you know, pick up, how many games in week 22 that teams are going with. But significance of LeBron passing MJ in points. Like, did it feel like it wasn't as big as it should have been? Like, I feel like people should have been making a much bigger deal about it, but everyone was like, big deal. He passed it. All right. Like, everyone just moved on from it. And it seemed like that seemed like a much bigger deal to me. And it was just like he kind of put his hands up and then he went and proceeded and lost.
Well, yeah, I think that's the thing. There's a couple things overshadowing that. Number one was just the tankathon that the Lakers are on right now. It's unbelievable how many games that they've lost over this stretch.
LeBron was attempting at least at one point as hard as he can to try to make the playoffs, but he just plays with the biggest cast of losers on the planet that he can't do anything with it. He's passing MJ, and it's like if you break records on the Lakers, it's like a tree falling in the woods. Does anybody know that you broke records if you're on the loser Lakers?
Well, they also had that weird Rondo thing in the middle of that game. Did you see that when he went and sat with the fans instead of with his teammates?
Yeah.
So that was the same game. So a lot of people asking Rondo about that. So, but I think another part of it is everyone just expects LeBron to pass MJ in these records. Everyone expects LeBron to pass everybody. So when you see LeBron break another record, you're just like, okay, all-time scoring, great. You know, get past Wilt and we'll talk or whatever. You know, so I just think that you see the success of his career and you see what he's done, and it's almost expected at this point anymore. Well, yeah, but he's still only have three rings.
Is he going to break them all?
He ain't going to get seven rings.
Well, not going to get seven. Well, I mean, how many does he have right now? Three?
Three.
This will be the first year in 7 years he hasn't gotten to the first time in 7 years he hasn't got to the championship. But I'm saying, is he going to break Wilt's points record? Isn't he like 7,000 points away from that?
I mean, maybe he will. What is, like,
I think it's like 39,000. I think Wilt's is 39,000, and they're sitting around, LeBron's around 32 right now. Like, I think Kobe's about less than 1,000 points away, and then number two is Karl Malone at like 36,000.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think, how many points do they score in a season?
He's got 32,311. 33,000, you're absolutely right. So 33,000 for Kobe. But 36,000.
How many do they usually score in a season?
Let's look here.
How many points basketball? Well, let's see. Let me type this in here. LeBron total points scored in 2018. That'll give perspective. 2,200. So he's putting up around 2,000 a season. So he beats Kobe, or he beats Karl Malone 2 years, 2.5 years. And then, and what is he, 30 years old? He's 34 years old, and he's 7,000 away. So he is, he's four seasons away from probably being able to beat Will.
Some cranking down on that, too.
All right, so give him five. Does he play till 39? I mean, that'll be the first time the Lakers make the playoffs and when he's on that team, probably.
I'm looking at Basketball Reference. They got his totals here. So it looks like the most points he scored in a season ever was in 2005, 2006. He scored 2,478 points. Last season was one of his highest as well, 2,251. He was 2,258 in 09-10. He's at 1,273 this year, obviously a bunch of missed games.
Yeah, it's like 2,000. I mean, 2,000 is
the
same. This
is the most
number.
Missed games in his career, by the way.
Oh, correlation? Most missed games and Lakers going to miss the playoffs?
Well, he missed, well, I guess
too busy,
if he played the rest of the games this season.
Making Space Jam 2.
If he played the rest of the games this season, he would surpass his 62 games in 11-12. But other than that, this is by far his most injured season.
Five years he's going to pass Wilt, and he'll be the all-time scoring leader in the NBA in NBA history. Has to be what he's going for, right? LeBron's going to play till he's 40.
Yeah. Well, what he's going for is rings. And I think, and I was saying this on Takeaways the other day, is you got to, like, just think about him with postseason rest also coming into next year. You know, let's say they sign a couple of those big name free agents or trade for one maybe. And then, you know, they trade for AD, they sign someone else, and now LeBron has rested for the entirety of the offseason. No playoffs or anything for him. So he's going to be juiced up and ready to go.
Ooh, juiced up, huh?
All steamed up, the Welsh.
Oh, I would say juiced up. I was like, what are we talking about here? What exactly are we talking
Maybe
about?
Maybe he'll hang out with Tiger.
Yeah, what's going to go down there? LeBron James with those records or, like, okay, for 2019 season, LeBron passing MJ or James Harden's point streak? What's bigger?
Well, the point streak is, you know, kind of dumb. I like it, but because it's James Harden, and I do think, like, it's significant that James Harden has – he averages 8 more points than the number two scorer right now in the NBA.
Who is number two? Is it Durant?
I think it's Paul George.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes
we're
sense.
Talking per game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the difference between the next 8-point difference is like 2-29. So that's the big difference in the NBA right now. But I mean, like, you know, James is scoring all those points because he has to, because everybody was hurt. I think you would have seen the same thing from LeBron too if everyone else had been hurt on his team the whole year. So yeah.
Well, he tried.
He tried.
So. I mean, both teams are garbage. Just James is scoring all the points. Now, significantly getting outside of just basketball, we are in playoff time for fantasy basketball. That's going to be coming up in week 22. Some people week 23. It kind of goes across the board here. But what we're going to do is we're going to talk about each team, what they've got for week 22 as far as their playoffs, and then talk about maybe some potential pickups. So, Bogman, you ready to talk about some playoffs?
Playoffs?
Playoffs. Oh, my God. Are playoffs next week?
Next week, son?
Bogman, let's do a little game. Are you ready for a game? Do you want to play a game?
Oh, okay.
Let's play a game and see how many playoffs.
Yes, Monster. I would love to play a game.
Oh, dude. I watch. Okay, real quick. If people have been listening to the baseball podcast, they know I'm expanding my impressions. I do, if you've watched Big Mouth on Netflix, apparently I do the Hormone Monster, but I also
do the messed up Hormone Monster. Hey, Scott, what's up?
I do.
Man, Steve. Yeah, you're the man, Steve.
So, but then I turned it on last night, and my wife wasn't, like, looking, and about 3 minutes in, it was a Valentine's Day episode, apparently I hadn't watched it, and 3 minutes in, my wife looks over, and she goes, "What the hell are you watching?" I'm like, I'm not going to try to explain it. I'm like, it's more for research so I can listen to the Hormone Monster and pick out all his stuff. So,
like, look, you wouldn't understand the sophisticated research I have to do for my show. All right.
I'm trying to do proper impressions. I can easily pull off without
Andrew,
thinking.
Andrew, run your dinger while you're looking at that clock.
Andrew, would you, see, I need to get the rhythm with him. I can get the slow.
The voice, right.
I was about to say something else with the slow guy.
Oh, okay.
I can do the slow Hormone Monster. The other one I have, but I need the cadence to work more. So I need to work on that a little bit more. But let's play a game.
The slow Hormone Monster is like if Coach Steve just got hit on the head with a wrench.
Well, because I think it's Nick Kroll like. That does a half of the impression. So here's the game. Let's take a look at all the leagues that we're playing in for fantasy basketball, and let's see what playoffs we've got. Because we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that we're doing out there. We've got the Champs League. We've got our long-term Bogman League. We've got a keeper, an auction, and a three-sport that we do. How many playoffs are you going to make? Or let's, what, do you want to go league by league real quick?
Yeah, sure. We can do that.
Keeper Snake. I am in fourth place, and it looks like I'm going to have a spot locked up. Lord Bogman, right below me. You and I, ITL Snake League, we're going to. Let's go. Big J, by the way, in first place in the ITL Snake League. ITL Auction League, not going well for the Welsh. Or the Bogman. Bogman, last place. Welsh,
dead last.
Ninth place. And I think only six make it in. So you and I sold off, too. I traded LeBron.
I traded KD.
Okay, so we go. You and I both did it. The three-sport league. Let's go take a look at this. This is Bogman's bread and butter, by the way, in the three-sport. You are in sixth place with a locked-up playoff spot. I am in eighth place with a locked-up playoff spot. And if people know about this, this is football, basketball, and baseball all in one, so you can trade inter-sport and whatnot. I won baseball this year. I came in high somewhere in football, and if I were to have won basketball, I'd win the whole thing, but I will not. So, big loser. But you and I are both in the playoffs. So far, you and I are in the same amount of playoffs.
Yeah, right? And the Champs League.
Well, hold on. Here's the Bogman League, long-term Bogman League.
Oh, okay.
You're in second. I'm in third. Look at that, by the way. We are rocking. Yep. And I have a much better record than you, and I'm in third. But our guy, yep, B-Dub, is in first place. This is our home league, and he's playing in.
We have divisions in there. That's why I'm second, because I'm leading the division.
Yeah. So look at this. And then Champs League, I'm in fourth. You're in fifth. So you and I, actually, I'm probably going to move to third on this. You and I, 4 of 5 playoffs as they start next damn week.
Next week. Let's go.
What the hell's going on?
Ready?
It crept up on us.
Yeah, it kind of did. You know, it kind of seemed like, plus also a lot of the leagues they did the smart thing, right? They went ahead and did the championship not at the dead ass end of the year. So the championship isn't going all the way through to April 10th.
And it's not fair to say, I guess, like you're saying, some people next week is not their playoffs.
Right, right. So for some people, it's not their playoffs. But for most people, it's the playoffs next week. That's the standard. Yeah, for the right people. There are some leagues, like we got an email that said, my playoffs go all the way through to the end.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's something like every end of season, I feel like we talk about and we get into. It's just like doing it all the way to the end. Just, why do you do that to yourself? Like, I feel like it's the guy that's like the guy that pushes for it is the one that's like better at free agents. So they're like, oh, no, I want it, because at the end, people don't know the guys to pick up. And then they pick up a bunch of losers when their good guys sit, and then they make it work like that.
Well, if you only have the four pickups, which most leagues do, then is that guy really better? I mean,
I don't think he is. I get where you're going with it. I don't want DJ Wilson to be the determining factor of like my league. Like, you know, Thomas Bryant puts you over. That type of stuff. That's lame.
Yeah, we were going over that with Jonas, and Jonas was saying how
with Jonas and not Dan.
And not Dan. Yeah, exactly. By the way, our Champs League does go to the dead ass end of the year. So next week in the Champs League, we got one more week.
What are you doing to us?
I didn't do it. I just went with the normal stuff. And Yahoo cut it off. So,
ugh, Bogman.
Yeah.
Come on, you're supposed to look at this stuff.
I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing it. So,
oh god. So we're gonna have to deal with everybody.
Championship week ends Sunday, March 31st in Yahoo, and then it ends April 10th in FanTrack. So we got one more week of that Champs League. That's why no one's locked up any spots.
Everybody's gonna. Yeah. Okay. Maybe that is it. You're right about that. That is. All right. So now we are stuck. Everybody's stuck with us till the end. Unfortunately, we have to give everybody till the end because of freaking Champs League. Someone's gonna be winning a ring from officialfantasyrings.com.
And all those satellite leagues are going till the end.
Oh, Bogman, you're the worst.
Well, I didn't look at it.
Look at it.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be.
I'm not
going to
put any more time than I have to in. People can play to the end; it's fine.
You're defending it. You're like, I'll play to the end.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that if that would have been the standard in FanTrax, which, you know, we would think everything would get to a standard, then it would have been over on the 31st.
So. I like that. We're all like crapping on it. Then you take a turn. You're like, yeah, you
know, no, I'm not taking a turn. I don't like it. I don't like going to the end. I think that's dumb. So, yeah. But I didn't switch it on these because I just didn't do it. We're in the middle of football stuff, too. You probably made me do too many mocks.
I probably. And it's probably your fault. It's probably, yeah. Sure, it's probably my fault. That's exactly
right, exactly.
It.
So usually probably like, nah, let's just do another mock. They only take you 4 hours at it. Just do another mock. It's
people,
fine.
I'm a man of the people. I want to give people what they want.
People want the mocks. So, I don't want sleep. So I don't want to do stuff.
We don't do too much of it. Sleep or, well, we do more podcasts than we do sleep, to be honest with you.
100%.
So, here's the deal. Today, we are going to be going through, Bogman pulled up the week 22, which is not the Fantrax standard playoff, but it is next week for Yahoo and a lot of the others.
There's still enough news in here.
Yeah, so we're going to go through each team, talk about the games that they play and interesting pickups. So I think this is going to be a really good exercise. And then what do we got, ball bag? Do people actually send in questions anymore?
Yeah, we got a couple ball bags.
That's still a thing?
Yep.
Okay, wow, I'm amazed. Things are still things, right?
Yeah, we got like five. So.
Okay. Well, patreon.com/ITL Army. If you've had a good basketball season, you want to join in with us, you can do that over there. We've got the Comedy Secret shows. We've got different ranks. We've got GroupMe rooms, chats, Bogman. Remember those chats?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Those Friday chats that we got going on. Yep. Stuff like that.
Fireside chats. I remember.
Fireside chat. A lot of stuff. You're just supporting your boys. You know, I'm always looking for that push from the basketball people. Show us that you're out there by joining up with the ITL Army and telling us what's up so we know that the basketball people got our back. So patreon.com/ITL Army if that's your bag, friendos. Let's get into it. Let's talk about week 22, which is not the playoffs for the satellite leagues next week, Bogman. But let's kick it and stop it right there because we got to go to break here. But when we come back, we're going to finish up and talk some more about what we've got on the docket for everything NBA.
NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
No!
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hour 3, the final hour. We're talking about basketball. We're talking about the playoffs. Not the real, real playoffs, which are still a little bit more ways away. We're talking about the fantasy playoffs, and we're going to be breaking down what's going down in next week's fantasy playoffs, which is week doso. What's 22 in Spanish?
Oh no,
dos. It's not dos.
I don't know.
Hold on, what is it? It's what
definitely
is
not dos.
I mean, technically, I'm
dos,
not wrong.
Dos is 2-2.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not wrong.
Well, yeah, you are.
Vientidos. Vientidos. 22 people attended the what?
22.
Hold on here. Let's click this.
22.
22. That's like that sounded
like no E. Yeah.
That sounded like it sounded like Borat. Very nice.
22.
22. You will never get this. 22. La 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 la.
22. La 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 la.
All right. 22. Week 22. Week 22. What Bogman did, I think this is a good exercise here, is you went through each team. So we're going to talk about starting with the teams that play four games and potential ads that you guys can take a look at. So, and then we're going to go down because there are two teams in week 22 that only play two games, the Golden State Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies. not much you can do about your Warriors guys. You're not coming off of them. Grizzlies potentially, but those two are going to kill you if your playoffs are this coming week. They start this week, at least from, you know, the Steph Curry, Kevin Durant standpoint. The one thing you would hope, though, at least, is that with the low amount of games, like take DeMarcus Cousins for a minute. I'm just jumping ahead a little bit to the, because we don't really need to focus on the twos.
Yeah.
But with the Golden State Warriors, like it sucks with Curry and it sucks with Durant because when they're out there, they just produce and you want them to push you as much as possible. But here'd be a little side thing I'd throw out too. Maybe let's say you're a DeMarcus Cousins owner. The one positive might be that, you know, they might not hold DeMarcus Cousins back too much. You know, give him a full, you know, 30 plus minute type of thing if there's only two games. You follow me?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you were playing four games, they might.
They're not playing back to backs this week because it's only two games.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, like, also because there's only the two games, you might not get, like, okay, so he had 230 minute games. He, on the February 25th, he had 31 minutes. Then he sat out a game. Then he had, and that wasn't even a back to back, but the back to back came after the 27th. Then he played 32 minutes. Then he had two under 30 minute games, 29 and 25. If you only get two this week, maybe you'll get a full go because they're spread out between the 8th and the 10th. Maybe you get, you know, 30 plus minute games on both. So maybe Cousins' stock rises a little bit this week, which again, what does it truly matter? He's not a pickup or anything like that, but maybe that's a plus for him while it's a negative for just losing the guys that are, you know, effing awesome every single week in stupid Curry and Durant.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm the King stuff. I have so many guys that got shut down in three sport, by the way. Did you see Drew Holiday strained his ab yesterday and I'm now sure. He's going to miss 7 to 10 days?
I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Just like I started my diet. Right.
He I'm sure. It's like, oh, AD's played 20 minutes a game. Like, yeah, I'm hurt. I got to sit. I got to just hang out.
Yep. I had him get hurt and all these guys. Hopefully the Warriors have to keep winning games. They're only a game up on Denver. I mean, they're 4.5 up on the Thunder. They're 5 up on the Rockets, who are the 3 and 4 seeds. So they got a chance. And looking through the West, 1 through 8 are only separated by 8 games. So Golden State, they don't have time. Ain't nobody got time in Golden State to rest players.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, this isn't. It might be over for the Lakers, but it ain't over for everybody else.
That's right. Yeah, just because it's over for the Lakers doesn't mean it's over for everybody else. It's 100%.
Did we mention that it's over for the Lakers?
It's over for the Lakers. They are all but mathematically eliminated.
It's over. It's over. Now it's over. You might as well shut down. It's over. LeBron's shut down. Sorry.
Is it going to be weird to see no LeBron in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Even no LeBron in the finals.
Well, yeah. I mean, was it 7 straight years?
Yeah. Like, I think I said on takeaways yesterday, I believe it's been 38 straight seasons with LeBron in the finals. So it's going to be very strange to not see him in there.
It's going to be nice, but here's why it's not going to matter. Because it's still going to be like Philly and Golden State or Boston. Like, Golden State's still going to be there. So, like, that's the expectation. Even though LeBron won't be there, we'll still kind of, like, forget it immediately because the teams we expect to be there. I mean, I don't expect crazy parity. Hey, man, if the Bucks were in there and, I don't know, give me a West team.
The Rockets.
Sure, Rockets and Bucks. That would be parity. That would be complete parity. I just don't expect that. I expect it's going to be, like, Boston or Philly, and it's going to be Golden State or Golden State or Golden State.
Or Golden State. Rockets are 3-0 against Golden State this year, and one of those games was without Harden. So just throwing that out there.
Oh, Bogman laying some analytics, some stats.
There are a bunch of teams with 4 games this week. We got Sacramento, Washington, Cleveland, Detroit, Houston, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Thunder, the Jazz, and the Nets. So I put a couple notes next to each team. Let's just start out with the Kings. Harry Giles, or I'm not sure if it's Giles or Giles now, because Nader keeps calling him Giles.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's a really it's a bad trend we have, because you and I can get really stinky about pronunciation, but I feel like we hone in. And this happens to me over on the Baseball Prospect podcast, where, like, I'll have it and then someone will come on and say something different, and then I second guess my entire life. Like, I'm like, well, right. This person probably knows better than me. They sometimes don't. Basketball, I'm going to go with Giles.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't want to call. I don't want to live in a world where he's Harry Giles.
So he's been getting more minutes recently. This last two games, he's been up over 20 minutes against the Knicks. 17.7 boards, 2 assists, 4 turnovers. Against Boston, only 6 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, and a steal. But if you're in a deeper league.
10% owned in Yahoo.
Exactly. If you're in a deeper league, he's only 10% owned. So it's a possibility.
And
there.
Looking here, over the last 2 weeks, he's averaged 12.6 rebounds, 2 assists. Steals and blocks are nothing, but 58% field goal. Free throw has been a little bit of a blah. So, I mean, he's not going to get you some of the stuff and things that you're looking for. He's kind of a surface level player. Like, you need points and rebounds and field goal percentage. He's good to go. He's going to hurt your free throw. He's not going to get you any blocks or steals. Turnovers, he doesn't hurt you. So I would call him a surface level player.
Yeah, Washington, when you're looking at them, and they could have a ton of shutdowns. Jabari Parker could get shut down, and if that happens, it could be, you know, the domino effect of Bradley Beal.
I don't know why they would shut down Jabari. I mean, he's been good.
Well, because they have, if they want to keep him next year, in his injury history, he's got a, you know, $20 million contract for next season. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Yeah, he's got his option. I know what you're saying. The options out there.
Thomas Bryant over the last 2 weeks has been a top 100
Remember
player.
When Thomas Bryant was everything?
I mean, he's been pretty good recently. Over the last 2 weeks, he's averaging almost a steal at 0.8 and a block and a half with 10.6 and a half boards, 2 assists, 1.2 turnovers, and he's shooting 53%.
He's fine. So, yeah, top 100 player, that's 2 weeks. I mean, he's been fine. But I'm just saying, like, there was a time in our life where the big three, we would be talking, and it was all about Thomas Bryant.
Yeah,
and the hysterically stupid move that the Lakers made.
Well, the whole thing with Thomas Bryant was, you know, when Dwight Howard had his whole back injury and then embarrassment after that, which turned out to be nothing and fake. But you know, Thomas Bryant soared then, and he's still been fairly good.
He has some moments. I mean, I'm looking the February 23rd game, 23 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. So Bryant's definitely a better option than getting in with Giles or Giles.
You're doing it.
I know. But he's 29% owned. So 29% owned in Yahoo. I think a lot of the leagues of people that are still listening, Thomas Bryant is not going to be available. But if he were, I think he's a solid ad for this run. And like you said, 4 games here for next for
four
this coming
games.
Week.
4 games for the Cavs. Welsh. Kevin Love is number 10 over the last 2 weeks. Mm. How many of those games do you think he plays out of the 4?
3.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. So they. I mean, he's definitely a shutdown candidate. That's what I went over on takeaways last night.
Since
so
February 9th, he's sat 3 games. And
you're right.
And they haven't all been back-to-backs, by the way. 2 of them have been back-to-backs. The February 13th one, there was a day separation, and then obviously there was the break. So he's sat out 3 games since February 9th over the last month. And the games he has this week, here's an important one, the 11th and the 12th are back-to-back. So you have and they're Toronto and Philly. So he's going to sit out one of those. The Philly one is at Philly. I would expect that would be the one that he would sit out.
Moving over to Houston, Kenneth Faried is banged up. Dump him. Add P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker, 46% owned on Yahoo. Number 33 over the last couple weeks, shooting 51%. He's perfect from the line. 3 threes a game, 1.8 steals per game. Almost 11 points, 5.2 boards, 1.2 assists. So
yeah.
If you're looking to add somebody, that's an easy add with 4 games this week.
You jumped the Pistons, though. Let's take a look at the Pistons because you went to the Rockets. Luke.
Luke Kennard, number 57 over the last 2 weeks. Were you just waiting for me to say his name?
I was waiting for some addition.
Oh, some Star Wars stuff?
Just something. Just anything.
No, we're skipping that. I figured you were gaslighting me because I'm a Star Wars nerd, so I was just skipping it.
Yeah, if you had any fan fiction for Kennard. But he's been almost top 50 for the last 2 weeks, averaging 16, almost 17 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, just under a steal, less than 1 turnover. Percentage is fantastic, 55%
field goal. But the 3.3 threes per game,
yeah.
That's what you want from
him. I mean, he's been ridiculous. Somebody had asked, I don't remember what it was the other day, it might have been B-Dub or somebody was like, should I drop so-and-so for Kennard? And it was like, yeah. You just do it. Just go and make that move. Just do it, man.
Just do it, man. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. Going over the Clippers, the Welsh, Patrick Beverley has been crazy. He's number 35 over the last 2 weeks, and he's still under 50% owned at 48%. I don't get it. It's got to be the points. You know, people look and they say, well, he's still under 10 points, 9.4 points per game. 8.6 rebounds for a point guard, 4.4 assists, 1.6 steals, 0.9 blocks, almost 2 threes a game. So, yeah, sure, under that 10 points, and he's shooting 45%.
He's not doing anything bad.
Yeah, nothing. So go add him. Go add him immediately. Yeah, 48% he should not be
owned. Kennard was 32% owned, and under 50 for Beverly is ridiculous.
The Lakers. I don't know that anyone's worth owning on the Lakers.
Well,
when you look at this team, maybe Ingram.
I think
but
just
he's
the obvious. Yeah, the obvious guys are worth owning. Nobody else is, though.
Yeah, even the obvious guys haven't been playing well recently. So I think everyone outside of LeBron and Ingram are ranked under 100 over the last 2 weeks.
I'm gonna look.
It's a mess.
Yeah, let's see. Because Kuzma's been garbage. But I mean, they're not ownable players. So you kind of move on from the Lakers. What about the Thunder?
The Thunder, Jeremy Grant could be worth an ad. He's been playing well. He ranks 85 in the last 2 weeks. So I'm
15 maybe. Points, 5.5 rebounds, just over one assist. He's got over a block, which is nice. Turnovers are non-existent. And, I mean, almost 2 threes a game, great percentage. You know what Grant reminds me of right now? He reminds me of, like, low-key Otto Porter.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like a low-key Otto Porter, like no turnovers. He's stuffing things would be out of position stats, which he's kind of getting a little bit of with the one block, which is really solid, almost half a steal. The threes are more than serviceable, great percentages. Grant's he's slick, man, 77 in the last month.
Let's go.
Last
2 weeks. Favors ranks 11th over the last 2 weeks. Ingles, 69, nice. And he was dropping off pretty quick. And Crowder has been a top 100 player, and he's only 33% owned.
Pretty sure so, in our long-term league, I dropped Favors like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure I did. I'm going to go look right now. And it was simply because I have too many good players, and I needed to make room. I'm going to go look right now if that's what happened. I actually really hope that didn't happen because let's see. All transactions. Where can I see my transactions?
You can just roll through them. You can click on that transactions and then go to your team. But Jay Crowder, while you're looking that up, I'll just throw his stuff out here. 2.4 threes a game, 13 points, 5.6 boards, 2 assists, a steal. Very low on the turnovers, 0.4. He's bad from the line at 63%, but he's less than 2 per game. And 42% from the field. But he's taken 11.5 shots, so it's not going to murder you. So top 100 player at this point.
What is my stupid team name in this league?
Isn't it the best damn team, period, or whatever?
Yeah, no.
Jerk. Whew.
Dodged bullet. Drop Noah Vonleh.
Oh, see, that's okay. We like that.
Drop Noah Vonleh. Did not drop the Derek Favors. I still see him. You know who I dropped Vonleh to pick up, too, by the way?
Who's that? Was it Favors? Did you pick up Favors?
No, Kelly Oubre.
Ah, well, Kelly Oubre's been hot. He's been like, you know, the Suns have been hot, by the way. Have they had a 3-game win streak this entire season?
I don't think so. They love Kelly Oubre, by the way. Yeah, I'm looking here. Oubre, he is 106 on the season, but let's look over the last 2 weeks what he ranks. Ooh, why are they killing him? Let's see. So I'm going to averages here. Kelly Oubre, yeah, 134.
It's probably percentages.
Yeah.
Doesn't he shoot terribly from the line? What's his?
No, man. Follow me on this algorithm. Tell me what I'm missing here. Over the last, let me go 2 weeks. Still, this isn't great. All right. Over the last 2 weeks, he's 118. He's averaging 18 points, over six rebounds, just under 2 assists, almost 2 steals, 0.8 blocks, 1.8 turnovers. Now, move over. Field goal percentage is about 43%, and free throw is 69%.
It's the free throw percentage. If you're below 70%, you get dropped pretty hard. Yeah. So,
all right, we're going to hold it up right there, and we are going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to finish up. We got more names to talk about on this list, good list here that Bogman put together, and we'll finish her out with the final segment coming up here on In This League. So don't go anywhere. On Twitter, at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports, and at In This League. That's the website to go to, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends is in the...
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Bogman and the Welsh taking you home here as we are continuing to talk about the basketball fantasy playoffs for week 22. We've been hitting on each team, how many games they're playing in week 22, and some potential pickups. So let's get right back into it.
Brooklyn is the last team with four games this week, the Welsh. And it's rough going right now because D'Angelo Russell's amazing. He's 40 overall right now, shooting 45% from the field, 84% from the line. 23 points a game, three threes, eight assists. He's been incredible. No one else on this team is any good right now. Dinwiddie, of course, just coming back. It ranks 120. Joe Harris is down at 147. Caruckus is 149. Even my guy Jared Allen is 169 because he's shooting 42% from the line over the last 2 weeks. 1.3 out of three shots per game. You know, it's pretty hard to bury a guy with over a block a game. And he's down there at 169. Tamari Carroll's at 184. LeVert's at 190. RHJ is at 250.
This is over the last 2 weeks. I mean, LeVert just came back, though. LeVert's been every night that I've done NBA takeaways on for the NBA, if you check that out, and for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, I look at Caris LeVert whenever the Nets are going, and I mean, he's solid. His last three games, LeVert, 14-4-1 with a block, 18-5-5 with a steal, 8-2-6-1 with a steal, and those are all 20-plus minute games. And field goal percentage isn't great with him.
It's bad. It's 37% in a row. That's why he's buried so far.
What's the last week, though? Last week, 44% field goal, 64 free throw. Everything else is really solid. But yeah, I mean, he's not favorable to percentages, and Yahoo just destroys you if you're not high on percentages.
Burning through the three, the teams with three games here, the Nuggets, Gary Harris has played seven games in a row. So it looks like now that we're getting to the playoffs and playoff time, he is going to be safe.
Kind of killed.
Now, I just said that probably just broke a toe.
Yeah, probably. But kind of killed Monty Morris. Monty Morris's value, you know, what was it like mid-February? I'm looking here. You know, February 13th, he was 10-3-2, 17-3-7. I mean, Monty Harris was getting some room. Since, let's see, the last five games, he's played essentially 15 minutes a game. 15, 16, 16, 19, 15, so call it 16 and a half minutes a game. He hasn't hit double-digit points. I mean, he's been atrocious, and Monty Morris's value has just taken a big hit, and Beasley a little bit as well, too.
He's got that negative 4% next to his name, too. People are abandoning ship. It makes sense.
Yeah, and look at Malik Beasley. I mean, since the last five games as well, he's had one really nice one where he played 22 minutes, but he's getting 25 minutes, and is just, I mean, he's not rosterable, I don't think, in a 12-man at this point because, you know, the health of the Nuggets is catching back up with him, and Gary Harris is eating into both of them. So just those are just two guys that people could have been running with at this point. I mean,
most people were.
If you could have dropped, you know, Beasley or Monty Morris for a guy like Kennard or something, you know, you made the right move, but I think you're probably stuck now.
Boston, three games this week, and Kyrie has a left thigh contusion. Let me just ask you, how tired of you are of Kyrie?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't be more done.
I'm sick of him.
Yeah, you know,
I am sick of him.
You almost have to have a poll, like, what are the most annoying things about this season? Is it the LeBron, the constant LeBron James, you know, just anything? I guess just who are you sick of? You don't even need to have a caveat. Who are you sick of? LeBron? You sick of Kyrie? And give me one other person. Who's really annoying?
Dude, people talk about James Harden's defense. Dude, I went and saw Ari Shaffir last night. He was like, I don't even remember what he was talking about, but he's like, well, I can't defend that at all. I've got the James Harden defense on that one. And I was like, come on, man. We're in Phoenix.
I like it, too.
Why did he have to say that?
Ari will drop like Trump stuff. It'll be politics, religion. Bogman just sits there just kind of laughing. He drops a James Harden, and he's like, hey, what the hell's going on here? Bogman's like freaking out. Can we just keep it civil? Stay in your lane, Ari.
I looked at Jag, and I was like, ah, oh, come on.
That's great.
Oh, no, dude.
Talking about Harden, dude.
How about your boy Nick Batum for the Hornets, the Welsh? 31 over the last 2 weeks, 43%, almost 90% from the line, 3.3 threes, a steal and a half, a block.
He's the worst,
14.1 points. He is stuff and things all over the place.
He's just the worst. He was just so garbage for so long. And then it's just like we had that episode. And he comes back from break and he's been money since they came back from break. It's stupid. I hate him. I think I own him still somewhere, but I hate him.
Dwight Powell, same kind of stuff going on for him. He ranks 30 over the last 2 weeks because he's shooting 67% from the field mainly. 1.6 threes, 18 points, 7.3 boards, 3.4 assists.
What is his percentage owned? Ooh, 56% on Yahoo.
Yeah, exactly. So he's definitely an addable player in a couple spots.
If
he's there, the Pacers have just been playing well as a team. They got six players in the top 100 over the last 2 weeks. Only three games here, but take a look at them. They may have something to add for you. Olenek 26 over the last 2 weeks. Winslow is still getting assists. I don't know if you saw that with Dragic, and Dragic is now out again. Of course. So well, he came back. He was
just a second unit guy essentially. Winslow has kept his value. And Olenek has been amazing.
Yeah, Olenek has been really, really good. Let me just take a look at his stats over the last two. He has, so he ranks 19, him and Whiteside. Whiteside is 17.
Off the bench.
And Whiteside's down to 23 points a game. But
because he's coming off the bench.
Olenek's 32 minutes, 57%, 94.4% from the line, 2 threes, 18 points, 6.6. I mean, these are all almost identical to Dwight Powell stats, except for he shoots way better from the line than
53% owned.
Right. So two centers, as some of them are dropping like flies. Portland, Mo Harkless has ranked 33rd over the last 2 weeks. Mo Harkless. Did you see they lost when Damian Lillard put up a career high 51 last night?
Yeah, I know. I know. Wesley was all happy. You missed. You skipped the Bucks.
I skipped the Bucks. Yeah, I skipped the Bucks.
Oh, okay. You did it purposely, just making
sure. No, I didn't really do it purposely, but there's not, like, I don't know if you can add anything, but Brooke Lopez, who's 85%, he's higher than GA over the last couple weeks. You know why? Four blocks a game. He's second in the league in blocks. I don't know if you knew that, the Welsh.
Really?
Second, yeah.
Second?
Behind Turner.
Let's look here. 4071654. Good Lord. That's a season, 2.3 a game. And what did you say? 3.9 over the last 2 weeks. What is happening? He's still 5 rebounds. He's amazing. Brooke Lopez is incredible. The guy almost is averaging more blocks than rebounds.
Well, speaking of blocks, Derek White for San Antonio, 2.2.
He had four the other night, though.
Right.
That's why.
1.5 steals, 12 points, 5.7. He ranks, what does he rank here? Over the last 2 weeks, 26. Yeah, he had six blocks.
It was six. Yeah, I did takeaways after that, six.
He's getting him another three the game before that, one the game before that,
blocking
two and
six
one.
Straight games. At least one.
Exactly.
And half and actually three of
five.
Yeah, I was about to say, actually, it's five straight games, and three of the five have been multi-block games.
Right. So Derek White. definitely an addable player right now. Maybe droppable Marcus Gasol down to 112 over the last 2 weeks, only 25 minutes per game. So I don't know about him. Yeah. Rolo, 2 blocks per game. If you need blocks, he's only 43% owned. Atlanta, Deadman is hurt. He's been so good this year. I think he's like a top 60 player over the season, but he's been banged up the whole year. They just signed Zeller to a 10-day contract. So Deadman is probably droppable. Pick up Olenek or Powell or one of these other guys that we've been talking about. In Minnesota, it's Cat and nobody. I mean, just no one is playing well in Minnesota right now outside of Cat. Cat ranks third. Curse. It's the jaw curse. Is that what it is?
It's the jaw rules curse.
You're never
going
to win a championship.
He's murder.
He's murder.
Set it on with fire. The Knicks. The Wolves are essentially the fire festival of basketball teams at this point.
Oh, nah,
dude. People show up and it's a disaster everywhere and they got to cancel it.
Shutdowns possibly in New York. I just don't know what they're going to wind up doing because they have no reason to play. They got no reason to play DeAndre Jordan, but they got no reason not to play him too because he's a free agent next year. So I don't know what they're going to wind up doing with him. He just came back from his injury and he had like 17 points and 14 boards. But I don't know what they're going to wind up doing with him.
Let's just get Robinson and Vonleh out there, and we don't need to see DeAndre.
But Fizdale said that he doesn't want to play Robinson with the starters because of him getting quick fouls. It's like, well, I don't want to put him out there, get him quick fouls, and have to sit him.
You got to sit him? It's the end of the season.
You
only
put him in there for 20 minutes a game.
Who cares? What are you playing for?
Exactly.
Get him out there. Why don't you get him out there and let him get pushed around and see if he can play a full game without fouling out every time? Oh, if he gets fouled out, what's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to lose by more? Shut up.
John Isaac coming back down to earth. We had Isaac Fever a couple weeks ago, but he ranks 127 in the last 2 weeks, mainly because he's shooting 50% from the line. Now, he's only taking 1.5 a game, so it's not going to murder you. My guy,
Aaron Gordon, playing up a little bit since I traded for him in the three sport.
Oh, look at that. Let's go, Aaron Gordon.
Let's see. He's averaging 146 over the last 2 weeks. Nice. It's a free throw percentage. I'm telling you, the Yahoo algorithm destroy. They must have a thing where if you don't shoot 45% field goal and 70% free throw, you're automatically post 100. There's no way you can be inside the top 100. The guy's averaging wasn't 8.5 rebounds, 17.5 points, almost 4 assists a game, and a block. Yet he's almost 150 overall.
He's doing everything right except for his percentages. So he's paying his bills. They're just all coming after the deadline. So that's the problem, the Welsh, right there.
I've experienced that problem before.
I got an email the other day. Hey, you haven't paid this bill yet, bum. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm done.
I guess. Here's a question.
Yes, I want my electricity. Well,
who needs
fine.
That? Will Joel Embiid ever play again, ever? Because it doesn't feel like it.
I mean, they got to get him ready for the playoffs, right?
I wish he would play.
They may not have to play him until April when your playoffs are over in Yahoo.
I wish he would just play games. That's all I want. Why are we back to this? Is Joel Embiid going to be the 60 game man? That's all he does.
Oh no, the Welsh. Are you souring on your son?
I mean, no. He's one of the best players when he's out there.
Sounds like sour milk.
When did the 76ers become the Cavaliers of old? Like, I was a sitter guy for last month.
You sound like your Sour Patch Kids on him.
I'm sour to the team. Why isn't he out there?
We gotta get him healthy. We gotta get him healthy for the playoffs.
How about the fantasy playoffs?
How about the team that's been streaking through the quad to the gymnasium? The Phoenix Suns, the Welsh.
I know. Kelly Oubre's.
Booker, top 37. Ayton, 38. Tyler Johnson, 47. Bridges, 83. Oubre, 95. Over the last 2 weeks, they're all in the top 100 here.
Yeah. Starting DeAndre Ayton. I liked, did you see the whole business where they were talking about, like, Ayton was asked about it, that Booker had called his 40-point game?
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, the 40-point game, he called it prior. He's just like, I'm putting up 40 tonight. And then everyone was interviewed. Aiden did a weird interview, too. He was almost like trying to keep it secret. He kept being like, that's all I got to say. Like, okay, dude, well, we all heard that. Like, just talk about it. Why are you being weird about anything?
By the way, way to call your shot against the Knicks.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I mean, he called it. Call up 40.
He did. He did call it. Yeah. So hopefully you can get some of those in before, your playoff week or your last week before the playoffs if you're in a satellite league or on Fantrax. So yeah,
the real way to play, right, Boggs? The real way to play.
You know what? A Roto, I don't mind till the end of the year, even though I still kind of don't like that. But, I figured that everyone would have a consensus here, and I was mistaken.
It's like points leagues. In any sport, there's no consensus on points.
No consensus.
No. Someday. We just need to make a ITL standard where everything ends earlier than the standard is because like I said, this coming week, things are going to get more annoying. And then the week after that.
Standard is as standard does.
It's going to get even more annoying because there's just going to be a bunch of idiots, G League guys that are going to start getting in. You know, they'll just be like, oh, we're going to just shut down Embiid, you know, until the playoffs come. And then we're going to just start getting, actually, that would be nice with Boban, but you know what I mean.
Boban, I
don't like the idea that my playoffs are determined by guys that are just getting their first four or five games into the NBA, or they're just getting their first 20-minute game of the season.
Yeah, I don't want to have all these losers help me win either. So, no. But sometimes you got to pick up Josh Jackson at the end of the year and he wins you a championship because of his last performance.
It's different if it's one or two guys, but I know what you're saying. All right, beautiful. That is all she wrote for the basketball. That's all she wrote for the episode, Bogman.
That's it. And you know what? For some people, that's it for basketball for them, for their fantasy season.
That's just some
going to be over on Sunday. They're going to be out.
Ooh, I forgot about that. Got to turn their attention to baseball. You know what they can do? If they do turn that attention a little bit late, go on to Amazon and check out the 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates book. We can get a paperback, and guess what? Amazon Prime, they're going to zip that thing over to you in just a day or two, or you can get the Kindle. You can pick that up, or you can even go check out what we got going on with the PDF at InThisLeague.com. Support your boys over at InThisLeague. Cool project. We did 99 debates, and we know you'll enjoy it. We'll have fun, especially if you are a baseball person or if you're kind of looking for some context with baseball. These are literally player versus player matchups that make a lot of sense, and I think you'll enjoy it with a whole bunch of cool industry guys. But that is the episode. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We will be back with you next week, and tune in to all the In This League podcasts that are going on during the week. So for Bogman, I am the Welsh. Have a great weekend.
See you.